Mark Zuckerberg is in the hot seat this week. He's testifying in front of Congress on Wednesday about Facebook user profiles being mined without permission. The data breach prompted a Delete Facebook movement that hasn't really gained any traction. And as the Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, that's especially true in the Native American community, where Facebook is much more than sharing cat videos or keeping in touch with friends and family.
Brianna Lamb is exhausted.
Sorry, I'm not words today.
I completely understand. I feel like that too. You've just sat through, what, 2 days of committee meetings. Your brain is like...
We're at the state capitol in Helena, Montana, surrounded by paintings of cowboys, prospectors, and Native Americans. Lamb is a member of the Gros Ventre tribe, and she's also an activist within the missing and murdered Indigenous women's movement. She was in Helena to listen to testimony about how bad the numbers have been in Montana over the past few decades. She pulls out her phone and fires off a quick Facebook post.
And it was 22 missing, 32 murdered.
And now you're posting it?
And now it's posted.
Lamb says the movement brings attention to the disproportionate number of Native women who are missing or are murdered across Canada and the United States. She uses Facebook to organize marches, teach-ins, and connect with other Indigenous people from California to Alberta.
And even though that we haven't met in person, through social media we've been able to connect and share and expand our networks. And because essentially we're all doing the same work and no one person owns a movement, so we can all collaborate and share and move forward together positively and through social media.
And social media is vital in Indian country. It helps connect communities and reservations that are scattered all across North America. Many are in rural, isolated places that don't get a lot of attention from national media outlets. Places like Pablo, a small one-highway town in northwest Montana. That's where I meet Patrick Iwaki. He was an organizer for Native Lives Matter a couple years ago.
Ferguson was going on, and then what Native Lives Matter was trying to do was highlight a missing Indigenous and murdered women. And as well as other Native American lives that were taken by police.
Iwaki says the Facebook page for Native Lives Matter got attention from users as far away as Europe and Asia. That outreach, he says, was critical because it helped educate non-Natives about what it means to be Indigenous in North America today.
Because a lot of the outside world just have stories or movies that they've seen that... describe the life of a Native American.
But he's also wary of Facebook. He says when he was at the Standing Rock Pipeline protest, police and private security firms would use the platform to keep an eye on activists.
There is a fine balance about like who is recording that data and keeping it, rather than, you know, using it as a tool to be able to spread your message.
That message can also be about mundane things, from community classes to bike donations to fundraisers. And that's not all. In Indian country, Facebook plays another important role, public service announcements that can actually save lives. When a bad blizzard caused a state of emergency on the Blackfeet Reservation in Montana, people used Facebook to warn which roads were closed and to get food to needy families. Brianna Lamb says if her reservation floods this spring...
People will post a status and everybody will share it, like, you know, it's... flooding over here, it's closed over here.
Still, she says as much as she loves Facebook, if it disappeared, Indigenous communities would find other ways to get in touch and organize. She points to the founding of the American Indian Movement in the late 1960s.
They didn't have Facebook, and I think, you know, they got a lot of things done. So we would obviously adapt and change to the world and find a way. There's always a way.
But she's not planning to delete the social media platform just yet. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Montana.